Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio.
What up, y'all? So by now, you should have gotten to last week's episode, part one of our sit-down conversation with Skills, a.k.a. Mad Skills. Now it's time to get into part two. You ready? Let's go.
Steve, bro, yeah. can you talk about anything in 2021?
Was that this past year?
There you go.
Classic Steve.
Yeah, you know,
TVs, movies, records, anything.
Oh, not really.
Elvis Costello didn't release a record this year, so no. The answer is no.
Actually, didn't he?
Yeah, he's constantly releasing records. But as far as pop culture, YouTube, I've been watching a lot of European news.
And yeah, BBC. Like, to be honest, I mean, I'm still an MSNBC person, but BBC World News is kind of the...
And I thought you were about to say BBD dropped a new album or some
I also wanted to shout out the BNC. That happened in 2021, the Black News Channel. My mother would be very upset if I did not mention that.
I mean, we did something special in 2021.
Man,
what'd you do? Steve, he was still talking.
He created a miracle. All right, this is all I know. I was in St. Louis.
It's getting real mean up in this shit. Go ahead.
I was in St. Louis. You know, I've been on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame committee for like 11, 12 years now.
Flat out. Remember. We get it. You're a member. We got it.
Yeah, I'm part of the committee. And I knew that we weren't going to have anything appealing that would make Jay-Z want to come and accept his award. Because, I mean, the thing is that when you're paying tribute to an artist from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, yeah, you can get blah, blah, blah to sing a Linda Ronstadt song. You can, you know, sort of get somebody to sing, you know, last year was like Dire Straits and whatever. But with hip hop especially, there's just some artists that I don't think are coverable or any of those things. You know what I mean?
Most hip hop, right, Amir?
Right. And I knew starting this year, it's going to be problematic. Maybe if Eminem gets in next year, you know, there's got to be someone that that he hasn't burned a bridge with already. Like, so no Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know if they made up or whatever, but I'm just saying that.
I would love to see NSYNC rap Eminem lyrics at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. That should have been the funniest shit. Imagine Lance Bass coming out of stage. My name is. We on that for next year.
I will make that happen. No, it was just with this year, I knew that there's nobody that the internet or critics or anyone, especially with Jay-Z, would deem satisfactory to do his material. So yeah. I had to rack my brain out. And the thing was, I was driving back from St. Louis. We had a gig in St. Louis and we were due in New York the next day. And I decided, well, I got 15 hours ahead of me. You know, I'm going to get in my bag. I'm in, you know, in my vehicle by myself.
Kia Sorento.
Took an edible. And then Michael K. Williams passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit fucked me up. And then suddenly the rock and roll, like, so I was trying to mourn that shit. And then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people called, was like, we got to figure out something in the next 10 hours or else Jay-Z's not coming. And, you know, I'm already in my bag and shit. You know, the edible's about to hit it and all that shit. I was just so messed up that day. And I don't know. Like, I was just trying to figure out, like, how can I? And for some reason, I don't know why I was on YouTube. You know what it was? I was looking up the Supernatural battle with Craig G.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking that up and your name was on the side and I was like, damn, what can I do? And the song that I referenced, that freestyle that you did at Stretch and Bobbito's, where you kind of took everyone's line, like, I don't know what the proper title is called, but basically that came up. And I thought, okay, this is a job for skills. So basically, I had a vision that I was going to find 50 celebrities, 50 notable people to say one Jay-Z line each. And the way that Skills crafts his lyrics, like for him to put this 10,000 piece puzzle together in 7 days. So I thought, I'm so not an MC. And I think that was like your worst nightmare, I believe.
When the phone call came, do you remember what you said to me?
I was high, Skills. I do not remember.
Hey, this nigga said, this is how the conversation went. Hello? Yo, what's up? Yo, when did you stop listening to Jay-Z? I said, nigga, what? When did you stop listening to Jay-Z? I said, Amir, what the fuck are you talking about? No. I remember hearing you and Reek talk, like, and I remember you saying one time, I'll never forget it. You said you used to be able to hear like a Jay-Z line and you could quote, you could hear a Jay-Z verse and you could go to the barbershop the next day and quote the whole shit. I said, yeah. Like, yeah, that's how we all were with early whole shit. He said, okay, when did that stop for you though? I said, probably like, maybe like after like American Gangster, maybe Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Okay, bet. All right. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. So what
that
I
was
need you
far
to
enough
do
for me. It wasn't Black right. Album.
So he goes,
I just want to make sure that you knew
Silas Blueprint Black Album.
he says, I need to stretch and Bobito freestyle of all the Jay-Z shit. But it's got to be all hoes, like, you know, from you know, artists to you know, from Fushnikins to Hustler to Thinking Man to Businessman.
I said from Riggedy Rap to the Shaman Hove.
Right. From Riggedy Riggedy to Shaman Hove to cover the whole basis. I said, OK. And then he goes, I need this shit in like 9 days, yo. I was like, Amir. Nah. You got it. I just wanted to make sure you was down because I'm about to pitch it to Beyonce. Are you in? I said, fuck yeah, all right. Man, I'm in. All right, cool. I'll call you back. And that was it. Like, it was textbook Amir, but, and I'm just sitting there, Tay, like, yeah, this shit ain't going to happen. Like, I'm not thinking of no Jay-Z shit. I'm chilling. I'm watching fucking TV.
Oh,
3 hours
just knew
later.
I was going to call you back and be like, nah, we good, man.
Nah, B, yeah, she turned it down. Like, dog, we're going to have to come with something else. 3 hours later, yeah, she's in. So, yeah.
It's real now.
I need it. And I got to go through whole fucking from A Ski, Can I Get Open to, you know what I mean? And right. I'm just like, This is insane. Like, I went to Barnes & Noble, started buying books, Decoded. I brought Dyson's book. I already had Decoded, but I couldn't find it. So I had to buy that shit again.
Skills, can I ask a real civilian question? Just because we're not the only ones having this conversation. Like, people are listening, and they probably may have the same question.
Yes.
Does a situation like this pay well? Because I feel like people don't understand when it comes to you. And even sometimes when I feel like Fonte and MCs like y'all who have alternative livings when it comes to what y'all do with your talents, I don't think they get that, like, yeah, you can do this shit. But that's
there's
why
a lot of different ways to eat out here.
Yeah. So that's why I'm asking. I'm not trying to be in your pocket, but I'm like, you do things like this. And I'm just curious. I'm like,
the funny part is when Sean hit me and was like, yeah, so just, you know, tell me, you know, what, like, I'm talking to them now, so I need something. And I was like, Sean, I don't want y'all money. I want a job, nigga. And he was like, okay. And I said, I don't want y'all money. Like, I don't want money from you, Amir. And then Sean goes, it ain't me and Amir's money. And I was like, oh, all right, bet. Yeah.
That's something different. Right.
I love when Sean says that. That's actually a really good sentence. Yes.
That's so, something different. You know,
That
was 3 weeks of my life. I don't, man.
So, needless to say, good.
And it paid well.
It was definitely worth my time and my effort. But man, at the end of the day, bro, like, to see
Hov
tweet what he tweeted,
and it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
all over the world. That's all I'm gonna say.
To see Hov tweet what he tweeted, like when Jay-Z tweeted, and Jay-Z don't even tweet like that.
What did he tweet?
He tweeted. He tweeted, thank you to everyone in that video package. I'm definitely going to cry in the car. When I saw that tweet, I was like,
he did.
Wow, oh, shit.
Wow.
He, no, that really, you know, that touched him.
That was a good
him,
idea,
Amir. That touched him.
You're good at that stuff.
It just, you know, just on my end of things, arguing. Because the thing is, I had a Christmas list of who I wanted to be in the joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
But then yeah. I had a lot of mountains to climb. You know, you got to explain to, you know, like, Obama's people want to know who else is in this joint before he mm-hmm. does it. You got to explain to Rock Nation that this person
is
important.
This is the one that aired this year on HBO, right?
Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame video.
Yep. But if we would have gotten our wish list, not saying people aren't still talking about it. If we had gotten our wish list, yeah. that shit would be like, that would have won. That would have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by itself.
Wow. Who else? Who was on the list that y'all couldn't get or didn't get?
Well, I mean, initially, my first true yes was Obama. Because my thing was like, Sean and I were like, if Obama says yes, then everyone else is going to fall.
Everybody's up, yeah.
And so we just wanted Obama to say, I will not lose.
Woo!
And he was about to do it. And then, like, the thing is, there's always like a circle of 12 that's like, well, you know, da 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 da. And they was like, well, is this looking presidential? And da 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 da.
Obama, so, you have a deal at Netflix, bro. You're a content creator now, Carl. Right. Come on. Like,
and Tay, I had the previous line before. I had it set up so perfect, bro. If he would have got to that, I will not lose.
Right.
I will say that, you know, for me, like Letterman taking a loud, like when it played
Letterman
in the
taking
audience,
CBS.
Yes, like that got such a like let for well, first of all, we were in Cleveland, so whenever LeBron showed up, that was a happy moment for them. But I'll say that Letterman stole the show in that particular setting and that night. Kanye would have done it. Like the thing with Kanye was sort of like, he was like, all right, send me a camera crew to Paris. And then we sent a camera crew there and 3 hours go by and then he's in Italy. All right, we'll send him to Italy.
Said his name today.
And then, well, Fonte asked a question about.
Oh yeah, I know. You said him. Him. Who else? Who else did y'all want? Who else was?
I wanted Michael Jordan to say Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, right. Game
so
six.
He was golfing. I had a Jordan plug and we pit, but there was an important golf game that we couldn't pull him from.
And the crazy part is like Amir said, like once we got Obama, ain't none of y'all motherfuckers cooler than him. So anybody that says no, like, you ain't cooler than Obama. So we did have one issue, and I'm not going to say the person's name. But Amir hits me blindly one day and says, yo, can you find a line that goes with this? And I was like, Amir, that's not in the verse.
Oh,
like,
why?
I was like,
God,
why you got to say that? And he was like, Nah, because you know what I'm saying, so-and-so is here now. That's the line they want to say. I said, Amir.
You can't just make it up shit.
My first day of shooting was like, I was trial by fire because this particular person was like already doing a long press day for the project that they had going on. Like that's, we had to get in with like, if someone was doing a press junket somewhere and then like we sent our crew real quick to get them to say this one line for 5 minutes and whatever. You know, so I caught somebody at the end of like a long press junket day of like 7 hours of interviews. They want to go home. They happen to have a line. They happen to have a line that wasn't like, everyone wanted like an impactful line or to know, okay, who gets this line? Who gets the punchline? And there's some lines where you have to set it up so that, you know, someone else gets it. Someone has to set up the alley-oop shot and someone shoots it in. And there's just one of these moments where this particular person had an alley-oop shot tossing to someone else that gets the punchline. So they felt like their line wasn't cool. So they just decided, well, I'm gonna do my favorite Jay-Z line and y'all could just work with that. Mm. And I was like, no, it doesn't work like that. Mm. Like you gotta, you know.
That's all you can give.
So he calls me and Tay, I ain't gonna say the person's name, but the line was, no chrome on the wheels, I'm a grown up for real. Right? So I'm sitting there looking up, nigga, I'm looking at my phone like, that's not no bar. Like, that ain't even. He like, right, but that's right. What they want to say. So I go, I said, yeah, that's not in the scene. That, I mean, that's not in the rap. In the
script.
I'm going to go, well, how am I supposed to tell her that? I said, you tell that person that this is our movie and this is their line.
This is like, a script. It's
you,
a script.
You can't, like, nigga, you can't audition to play Bishop and then go, yeah, but I don't want to get killed. But nigga, you don't want to play Bishop.
Right.
Because Bishop died in this movie. Right. So he goes, well, skills, I mean, what am I supposed to say to her? And I was like, I said, Amir, this is what you do from here on out. Anytime somebody looks at a piece of paper and says, yo, man, who said this line? I want to say this line. Tell them Obama already said it. Because ain't none of y'all niggas cooler than him.
Facts.
I had to do that twice, by the way. Like, I learned early not to show anyone the entire script for them to say, you know.
I want to say, line. Allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm like, yeah, nah, you can't.
There's two people not talking to me now because... there's two people not talking to me now because... they claim that I underused them. So,
and for
you
me,
you can't make people happy. But it was a trial by fire on what directing is really like.
So for me to do it, and then, you know, going back and forth with Amir over it, and we were really in the trenches on this shit. And then October 31st comes, and it's one thing to write something. But it's one thing to write something that I know the person that it's about is going to see it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I hit him, I saw Jay's tweet, and you know I'm on the East Coast as it happened. So you know I saw Jay's tweet, and then I hit Amir like, "Yo, how'd it go?" And he was like, "Yo, he was floored." And I'm like, "Oh shit, like that's good." And then I go to sleep, and Amir texts me and goes, "Yo, Jay about to hit you," and like. I wake up to a text from Hov, like I was floored. Like, and don't get me wrong, like I've spoken to Jay a few times, but I ain't spoke to billionaire Jay in a minute.
Wow.
So
point made.
So yeah. for to wake up to a text message from him expressing his gratitude and how thankful he was and how brilliant he thought it was. He said, like, yo, that was brilliant. Like, that was dope. Like, and I knew he was going through a court case at the time. Like, he had to go to court the next day. Like, mm-hmm. So.
Speaking of gratitude, love, man. Fonte, the internet and your presence in it and explaining the situation.
Doja Cat?
No,
yeah. Doja loves Fonte. Let's get into it.
No, for me, it was very important. Like, it was kind of awesome seeing you and Pooh. Wait, am I correct in that you guys have your complete masters back from the listening and?
Yep, we got the listening. The minstrel show, we don't have those. That one is still under Rhino. They have them. But right. We've been in contact with them and we've been talking with them and like working that out. You know what I'm saying? So throughout the whole process, again, I had no smoke with Atlantic Records. Atlantic Records, they were cool with us. Like,
right.
They were fine. It was ABB that was on that fuck shit. Yeah. But nah, we got our shit back.
That's dope, man. I'm happy for y'all. I remember when I saw the tweet and you put it up and said that, you know, y'all were in control of those records. I knew how much that meant to you. As an artist, I knew how much that meant to you and Pooh. So I was quickly behind. Like, I think my quote was, I love it when the plan come together. Like, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all,
now I remember that. No, you know thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm it was, happy. Thank you, bro.
I think I'm more happy than that, than De La getting their masters back. Like, I'm more happy for you guys in this situation. Specifically,
Fonte uses Twitter as a weapon.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I mean, we hadn't really talked about it at all, and we wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything that we was, you know, we were just kind of dealing with on our own, kind of privately. And then when we woke up and saw that they had repressed the vinyl, and it was just like, oh, nigga, now you just think you're gonna play in my face with this shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so my immediate response, I was like, about to go for it, and I was like, hold up, I hit poo. You know what I'm saying?
Think
and I
about
said,
it.
Look, bro. Exactly. I'm like, yo, bro. I said, how you want to do this? You want to go quiet or you want to get loud? Because we can do it either way. He was like, let's get loud. I said, all right, let's go. So that was it.
And it worked, man. That was dope, man.
So in this particular situation, you and Pooh are the owners of the listening?
Yeah, we took our shit back.
All right. You two alone.
Yeah.
The unmentioned third factor doesn't have stakes in the game of ownership.
No, Ninth was a, he was compensated for his time in Little Brother when he was in Little Brother. But since 2007, Little Brother has creatively, contractually, and financially been a duo, and it will remain that way.
Big ups to you, man, for your brave question.
There you go. No, because I just didn't
know. It's all good. It's
I'm sure it was somebody else listening that probably wondered that.
They did, too, so and that's why I was like, Amir, thank you.
I'm glad you, that's dope, man. I'm happy for y'all.
Speaking of record labels, Steve, your jazz label, you've established a jazz label.
Yes, and I do want to talk about that, but I have an answer to your earlier question about 2021 and entertainment. Summer of Soul.
Come on, we already talked about this.
We already know that, buddy.
Now he's just fucking with you.
Okay, well, yes, thank you for bringing that up, Amir. JMI Recordings, been working on a lot of records recently. We've got a lot of records coming out in 2022. And David Murray and Sasha Berliner and Lage Lund, a Swedish guitar player, and all kinds of records. JMIRecordings.com, where you can buy records.
I'm afraid to ask you what JMI stands for.
Does it matter? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Is it any relation to EMI?
No, we're modeled after CTI, actually, and a little bit of ECM. But we're a completely analog label. We record and mixed and master all analog tape and only print up vinyl records. And we work with the greatest artists around today, including the great David Murray. And Quest, we're going to do an album with you next year.
We're going to do the duo record with David Murray, but this is not streamable at all. You can only buy,
mostly just vinyl, but we do have a few of the albums are up on streaming stuff, but we don't really care about it.
Just want to make sure. Light.
Yes. Skills. Sorry, hold on. Skills.
Let him come on. He took it off mute. Let's live this up.
Hold on.
I mean, yeah. Skills, I want to send you a bunch of the JMI stuff.
Okay, awesome, man. I would love to. I would love to have some. I got your number, so.
All right, I cut somebody off. Sorry.
Thanks. No,
I was trying to get Delia to see her how her creative 2021 was.
Oh, it was good. I mean, I picked up another podcast. Big ups to Jill Scott and Age of Great and Dan Slur.
How's that going?
Oh, it's good. I love it. We get to talk about some pretty cool things. And so you should listen to that. That's everywhere. And then, of course, still doing. Yo, you started off my year on one of my other podcasts, which is one of my co-hosts' favorite moments of the year, Questlove on Love and Grit, because I do another podcast.
Nah, that was a great podcast. Yeah, that was a great one, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Amir. That's what I meant. And I appreciate you, Bronte, for the compliment. But yeah, so we do another great show. And then just doing voiceover work, and about this in 2022, I will be selling 2 TV show ideas. Yes,
nice.
It is happening. Oh. So you ain't never seen a dating show like mine before.
When we spoke last year, you were still flirting. I know that to flirt with comedy,
yes,
requires going out and people and whatnot. So
point three,
where do you land on the dartboard as far as like stand up and all that is concerned?
Post COVID, I just say post COVID because it's like since COVID, not that COVID is over, but post COVID, I have not really been in crowds. Amir, I really haven't even been to a show. So post COVID, I've just been kind of writing and watching and listening because.
Understandable, man.
I've barely been watching people's certain stand ups. I still need to watch that on Netflix. How about that one? And it's been a lot of
material. The material that you get from this podcast alone.
You have no
these motherfuckers. One of the funniest moments I ever in my life.
I forgot Skills actually listens to the show. I forgot that.
One of the funniest moments in my life. I had to pull over.
Oh no.
When y'all had Music Soul Child.
Oh, let me tell you something, bro.
Music did not know that Amir didn't know that Music was mad at him. He didn't figure it out until halfway into the episode.
One of the greatest moments in Questlove Supreme history. Let's talk
I think
about
he was
it.
Mad at all of us. I think he was mad
he
at
was
all
angry.
Of us. Dude.
Everybody.
He was mad at the world. Man, listen, come on. He was
one
mad
time,
at
it was one time when Laia stopped him. And he was like, no, nah, you know what I mean? I was outside in the car. You know what I'm saying? It was all cool. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. I just waited. You know what I mean? Lior called y'all. I just waited in the car like a nut ass nigga. And then Laia said, so what's going on with you, Music? Like, he was like, I mean, it is what it is. And she said, Laia said, well, damn, nigga, are you happy about anything?
That's fucking Questlove Supreme.
Tay, I had a war over.
That's bro. You called me. You called
me. I called you. I hit Tay too. I hit Tay too.
Everybody sent me over that Music interview. It's like,
why
yo,
you called me
bro,
that day? Why you called me?
I will give anything to go back to the group chat the day that.
Oh man, I have.
There been moments where guests will say something off the cuff or like just out of pocket, and our chat just suddenly.
It's nothing. The best thing in entertainment.
I know.
Let's call
I know
what it
sometimes
is.
I know Amir long enough to sometimes when Amir just don't want to be involved in something, he might act like he's clueless. But that day, you were really fucking clueless.
Like, I'm not even acting like I'm really clueless. It's just I got a lot to be juggling, man. And
right. Sometimes. And I know, you were like, wait, you did, what happened again? That motherfucker was like, yeah, I was outside in the fucking car. He was like, at the Solar Quarries.
And I'm not laughing at him. I just wanted
the petty in me. I just wanted Amir to be like, damn, so you was outside in the car like the whole time we were shooting.
That was Leora's fault, like, man. Come on.
And
just...
I wanted Amir to go, so while you were in the car, like, did you like
like, damn,
that shit was beautiful.
You should have texted me. You should have texted me 143.
To make it abundantly clear, yes, Lior Cohen heard a rumor about the Soulquarian vibe shoot about to happen, that infamous photo that basically ended the click of the 12 of us. And Lior wanted to ambush us with an artist that we really, all of us weren't completely familiar with. Like, we were actually friends in that photo. And Lior decided that, you know, he's just going to ambush us and send his artist to
this is not good. I mean, just stop now. Just let them go to the archive. Just let them go to the archive. I don't think you make it better. Like, let them go to the classics.
It was a part of me that just wanted Amir to just text him and go like, bro, like, are we good? Are we just friends?
Well, no, we asked him. And-
most off the rails episode we ever had.
Is it all love?
I'm over here going half crazy.
This is the problem now, black man. We have to take mental health seriously. And this is when in a TV show, they would provide a 1-800 number, because mental health is serious. And those who feel like they need to have it, they should find a number, because we don't have it here.
See, me and Tay got the same sense. We got the same sense of humor. So that's a whole nother number. Like, they're going to have to call another number for that.
Cause I got jokes for your ass, like, nigga. Why you so mad? Like, come on, bro. Like,
I know.
You the nigga that won Neo Soul. Like, what is? Like, what? Like, whatever.
Hey,
man. I'll be good.
Allow somewhere. Like,
Amir, I do have one thing to ask you. Do you have any more Soul Train episodes? Did you get any more? Because you know I got some more. No. You know,
what?
I'm saying,
what's
do you have any more?
I cannot officially let you know why I have them all,
okay.
But if you can see how my year went last year, we could pretty much put two and two together about what I'm going to be doing the next 7 years.
Amir, let's talk about the scene. The scene. Detroit.
Oh, dude. How are you the plug on the scene?
Because I know my skin looks white, but I have some plug.
If you are from Detroit right now, you're getting very excited about what we're talking about. Like, every regional spot has their own local dance show. So similar to Philadelphia had Dancing on Air, which later turned into Dance Party USA. Other local shows have their own, like, local little dance, after-school dance joins. The Scene is probably the most unique show. If you Google The Scene right now, just say The Scene, Detroit, 1980 something. It explains a lot. It explains why Dilla is a genius, because basically Electrifying Mojo pretty much raised a generation of black people on electronic music. So, you know, there's a whole generation between him playing, like, he on his radio show, look up old Electrifying Mojo shows from like the 80s. He'll play P-Funk one moment, then he'll play Gary Numan the next moment, then he'll play Bowie the next moment, then he'll play Prince, then he'll play Depeche Mode. So, you know, if you are anywhere between the ages of 8 to 18 in Detroit, Michigan, between 1978 and like 91, you're getting a whole nother form of musical nutrition that this explains why Dilla was who he was. So, you know, the Scene was this teen dance show in which, I mean, they're pretty much, they're just dancing to like the most crazy electro techno type of shit. It's crazy. And so they're,
yeah, there's a Scene and also a new dance show. There was another show in Detroit.
Yes.
So this is going to be a documentary about this show.
About The Scene.
The answer to your question, Amir, is because there's a few white people who get it and know some shit.
They got some money, too.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they're rare. Techno, which we, you know.
It's your 17th documentary. And you, when you're an Academy member, you can make 17 documentaries.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is, There's a lot to go. But yes, to answer your question, I've fulfilled my fantasy this year.
And you have them all?
Watched all 1,100 Soul Trains.
Wow.
Damn.
And
I'm like 200 short. I'm like 200 short.
It's super overwhelming right now.
That is with Shamar Moore.
I gotta force myself to watch it past 93 once Don left. But
yeah, no, those are the ones I want to see. I can't wait to see fucking Bow Wow and Destiny's Child embarrassing themselves.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This sort of feels like an episode. I admitted one hip hop confession. Steve talked about his jazz label. Bill's working on two projects and a lot of things. Fonte got his masters back.
Like, you got comedy coming.
Fonte made, in all honesty, Fonte made 2021 happen. Doja Cat.
Yes, he did.
Master's back. Fonte,
dude,
like, Doja TV Cat. Series,
40 pounds, that, man.
40 pounds.
Oh, wow. Fonte, he's slimming down.
Fonte, of all the motherfuckers, made 2021 count. Praise to you, Fonte. Well done.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
Also, you're my boy. I love you.
Can you explain to me the Doja Cat situation? Like, she...
So, she was... she went on live.
I was geeked that moment happened.
Me too.
Yeah, she went on live, and she was just doing her makeup, and she was rapping Whatever You Say off the listening. And I didn't find out about it until afterwards. And when my boys hit me, and I was like, you... What? I was like, what the fuck? And then I saw it on Twitter. So then I actually saw the video. I was like, oh shit. And so I just threw it up, you know, retweeted it, whatever. And I was like, yeah, we're in the racial chat rooms bumping Little Brother. You know what I mean? And I knew she would get the joke. Like, a couple of her fans was like, you know, why would you talk? Right. But I knew she didn't give a fuck. I knew she would get the humor. You know what I mean? I figured if you're a Little Brother fan, you have the ability to laugh at yourself. You know what I mean? So, but she was super cool. And she ended up like, then she tweeted out, made a little watch and was like, yo, I'm bumping this. Y'all need to check it. I was like, oh shit. And so, we ended up talking, for a little bit. Like, we ended up texting a little bit. And, but nah, man, she's just like super dope. And, you know, it was around the time that the news came out that like her tour stopped. Her and her crew had got COVID, and man, it was a moment. I was like, word up, that's dope. But she's ahead. Like, a couple of homies that knew her like from back in the day. Like,
she went online with Slum Village once, and I was like, the fuck?
Oh yeah,
yep.
Completely under the impression that even though these kids were coming from 80s parents. 70s parents, 80s parents, that, you know, there's a Gen Z just had absolute nothing but disdain for our music.
So they was raised on this shit, bro.
To see Doja Cat singing all to you, for you, and whatever you say, and all that shit, I was like, God
and
damn.
She's not from this country either, right? Like
she got a video.
She's from
bro,
LA.
Her dad
is South African,
right?
But she's from him. LA,
right? He was in Serafina.
Dad was in
Serafina.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Serafina.
Yeah. I remember that. She walked up on Whoopi Goldberg. She was like,
she's actually, yeah, it's a video of her like pop locking. Like,
well, this is great. Now, between this and watching her on Lil Dicky, I'm a fan. So, this is
on Lil Dicky. Well, on his show?
She did like a dope ass episode of Lil Dicky. So, yeah, I'm done. His show is really hilariously and nasty.
Okay. So, before we check out, is there any records that I should be checking for? It's weird, man. Like, I'm not disappointed,
like,
but
songs.
She and I had a conversation about it. I really had expectations for Yeba to really come with the promotion with her record, but you know, she wasn't ready yet. You know,
Distance was the one for me on that record. That was the one. Like,
yeah,
that was a great song.
I just
you
feel
played
like
on that one, right? Then you drummed on that
I
one.
I played
right?
on the whole record. I just right. wish, I don't know. It's like I'm now starting to think that every artist that comes through Electric Lady Studios winds up going through a process that, you know, means a stalling or whatever, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole point was that like so many shows are asking for her to come and perform, she's like, not ready yet, like, in due time, and it's just like...
The Solange.
The record's kind of over now. Like, you know, I was expecting her to drink old girl's milkshake that obviously is going to dominate the Grammys, you know, next year with her album, but, you know, I sort of thought this is going to happen, but you know, it's not. So hopefully the next record.
Can I have a minute for Jasmine Sullivan though? Because
Jasmine's getting all the flowers.
Right. She's I was just saying for 2021, as far as albums.
Well, I asked you, what album are you feeling? I like Hotels.
There are very few albums you can listen through all the way. I mean, even with that Anderson Bruno Mars, there's like one song. But so I was just saying for those like Jasmine who.
You only like one joint on the.
Outside of the ones on the radio? Sonic? Yeah, the last one. The last song. What's it? Breathe. That's it, boo.
Breathe is the
one. I thought this is just getting started. I'm ready for the next one. Oh, it's over?
Ah.
Oh, really, Skills? Skills, where you go?
No, I'm here. I
hope that this does wonders for Pac. You know.
Did you work on that? Did I offend you? I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh, no. I wish I worked on the album. Shit.
right.
Nah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
My biggest, you know, I claimed the fame this year was, you know, I wrote for Hov, Blue, and Beyonce. So
there you go.
So what's the record?
Facts.
Oh, the Salt record and Cleo Soul. I felt
Cleo Soul came out. Yeah,
but is there any one notable that I'm missing as far as like making?
Yeah, check out my girl Be My Fiasco. She's the latest artist that we put out on Effie Music.
There you go.
Me, the tall black guy Zoe. My boy's Anakin Vader out of DC. Devin Morrison's on it. My girl Carlita Duran, Darren Brockington. Yeah, it's out. Be My Fiasco, Where I Left You. Did that.
They making music.
Summer. That was the summer. That was the last thing I produced.
What's y'all super group name? I feel like y'all should have a super group. But y'all ain't got no name. Like,
nah, we just Effie Music. We learned from the Soul Aquarians.
Okay, so what Effie Music?
Don't give it a title. Exactly. Give it a title. Right.
Yeah, it's title it.
Nah. Nah,
don't
we're just a collective.
Don't say the song and don't title it.
Okay.
Right.
Word.
All right, so Skills, you may not do a 2021 music wise, creative wise. What's coming down the pike for 2020?
Oh man, I'm finishing up a documentary I did on the 90s Girl Brunch, which
thank
was something
that
I did
way.
All quarantine.
Oh, I meant to thank you for that. Thank you, Skills.
I'm finishing up a documentary on that. I'm going to be putting out probably some new music. And just, you know, still moving. You know, I'm teaching. I go back to teaching in January.
Richmond.
I'm teaching a hip-hop class at the University of Richmond.
So, what's that been like?
Very, very informative, man. And you know, it's like I'm learning too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for the most part, man, it's like the second year we've done it. COVID knocked us out for like 1 year.
I know you got a waiting list.
I don't like having to give a syllabus.
Me and my partner.
You got to go to school yourself. That's the shit I hate. Like, you got to choose your books and then approve it through the, you know, write it. Like, you got to do
like normal college professor shit. Like,
that's the part I hate about teaching.
I feel like it's something that, you know, I love to do. I could talk hip hop all day with people. So for me, it's been very gratifying, man. I definitely can see teaching in my future, and I'm looking forward to doing it at other schools as well.
Do you feel your students are genuinely interested in finding it out, or is it just like, man, another elective?
Oh, yeah, cats come in, you know, cats initially come in there thinking that they're going to get an easy A, but it ain't that at all. You know what I'm saying? And shit, our ages range from 60 to like 18. You know what I mean? So we had undergraduates in there and other students. Like, it's the most popular class on campus. So shout out to UR Richmond. Shout out to the Spiders. Yeah, man, I'll see y'all in a minute.
From an MC level or from breakbeat level or just from
social and a political movement. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's definitely, we speak upon it as, you know, as being the most popular culture. I mean, form of music in the culture. So, you know, you are aware of it, but you might not have been that aware of the things. Like, I'll give you an example real quick. Like, one of our lessons is we play them the video for parents just don't understand. And then we play them the video for Fuck the Police. And their assignment is, what are the similarities of these two songs? They automatically think we're going to be like, okay, well, what's the difference between these two? And we go, okay, what are the similarities between these two songs? And the answers that they come up with are fucking phenomenal. Like, it's so crazy how deep they
did. How do they see it? What do they see in it? What are the similarities?
The first pulled over by police officers.
The first one that threw me was, they were like, you know, both of these different artists, their reputation is everything to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, their reputation is everything. And, you know, like with Will, NWA raps about, they treat women as gold diggers. Women are looked at as gold diggers, and that's all they good for. Bitches and hoes, gold diggers, whatever. Will got caught up by a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? Like, who happened to be a 12-year-old runaway? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, their connection is so much
right,
more.
That part, right?
It's like, I was like, right. Wait a minute. I forgot that part of the verse.
Right. And it's like they're both very fearful of one thing. Like, NWA is fearful of the cops. Will is fearful of his parents finding out. Like, that was his biggest fear. Like, when my mom and dad get home, this shit is a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's amazing, man. We start the semester off with one of those exercises, and it usually turns out it gives you a good gauge of how good the class is going to be.
Oh, OK.
That's dope, man.
Wow. Yeah. Professor Man, Skills, I they call you?
Yeah.
Professor Lewis.
Professor Lewis.
I was curious to know, Skills, you had mentioned earlier, I just wanted to touch on, you were talking about your parents and, you know, how they died from addiction, you know, 30 years apart. Knowing that that's in your family history, like, how have you dealt with that? And, you know, are there any, like, how, knowing that that's kind of there, like, how do you deal with, you know, any potential addictions, or has that affected you in your career in any way?
I don't know if it has, man. Like, I believe I'm addicted to, I believe a part of me is addicted to not following in those footsteps. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know, I understand that sometimes addiction, you know, it can be a sickness. And, you know, when I was young, I didn't understand why my mama just couldn't quit. Like, why you just can't stop? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, yo, just quit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't understand how long she had been on drugs and how much, you know, she felt like she needed that drug to even just get up and function, cook breakfast, take us to school.
Just
like,
do the basics.
She was a very function. Yeah, she was a very functioning addict, but she was still an addict. So for me, man, It scared me in a way that I could never sell drugs. I could, I like, my shit could go belly up right now and I'll go work at McDonald's and y'all be like, God damn, Skills at McDonald's. Like
happily,
but happily, because I know firsthand know what it does to a black family. So I don't care how bad it gets for me. I could never go. I could never sell drugs, like, ever. So I watched, I look back at what they went through and just try to make sure that I don't get addicted to anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, sugar, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Fucking anything. So, it's like, I just pay attention to that because they didn't go for nothing. Like, I had to learn from that shit at some degree. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man.
Yeah.
My final question is, you know, besides getting out of this dog chasing tail loop that we're in, is there anything that we're really trying to achieve for 2022? The actual number two, not 2020. Yeah.
Right. Is there anything?
Yeah, that, even though it's looking like in addition. 2022 for me, we're finally putting the finishing up the Little Brother documentary. We got awarded. We got a grant from the Southern Documentary Fund, and we were one of the finalists that were selected for that. So, yeah, man, finishing that. This was harder. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I ain't gonna front. But
so the sizzle reel that you put out was just a sizzle reel, and it's coming. There's going to be a full length joint.
Yeah,
see it. Okay. Can't wait for that.
Fine. Yeah, man. Send it. Yeah, so it's that shit's gonna be hard. But just that, man, just for me, 2022, just continuing just to take care of myself, take care of my health. I got down, dropped like 40 this year, so I'm gonna just keep going and change up my eating. We was talking last time. I think I'm probably just gonna be doing mostly fish from now on. I don't really do fishing, my chicken, of course, but like I think my days of red meat, I think that shit might be over with. Yeah, I think that's over with. You know, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah, but yeah, just trying to make changes, man, and stick around. So I keep working, doing what I love to do.
Dope.
Steve, 2022?
Honestly, more of the same. I'm real proud of myself and everybody around me for getting through the last couple of years. And the next one's just going to be probably just as challenging. So the Tonight Show, this podcast, JMI, all the other things that we're all involved in. You know, if we could just keep it moving, I think that's a blessing.
That's key. Keep it moving. Laia, 2022, what's up?
2022. Last year, I got my dad in his first museum show with his photography at the African-American Museum of Music, the only African-American Museum of Music in Tennessee.
Hey.
Next year, myself and my godmother, we will produce a book for my father of his work, his first published book, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And keeping my parents super happy as the super seniors that they are. And and just, you know, loving, learning, and maybe figuring out this retirement plan through these shows. And I'm going to sell in 2022 because I'm going to sell these shows in 2022. Let's get it. God damn it.
It's wide open. Right.
Y'all know it is.
Bill, what's your 2022 looking like?
In the words of the great Kwanzaa Carol, Habari's, I'm kidding.
Habari Ghani, Bill.
Let us all have a wonderful year.
Shame on
and
you, Black.
Celebrate people. All skills. I love you. You look like the Steve Zissou of our time. You are my friend.
Deep pool.
You are the skills. You are the life aquatic. And why you haven't been.
Even Steve Zissou or.
And why have you? Why you haven't been on my Broadway show about freestyle rapping, I don't understand.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah,
move on.
I was about to say, skills got to come to the Freestyle Love Supreme. Yeah.
Skills, I definitely am on Broadway in a show that makes up raps.
Wow,
I know I'm white,
skills.
But that's what I do, and I feel like you should be on it. In fact, Fonte, put your eyebrows away, because you should be there too, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, he's right. Shit. You better tell him, Bill.
Hey, if you come up with a virtual option, I'll do it.
You so afraid of the COVID. I don't even know. Anyway.
Bill, we got to get Fonte out the house in 2022.
Bill, I'm in Virginia. I'll pull up. I can come.
Skills, we can do Broadway. We can do Sesame Street in one weekend, and you'd be going back to Virginia.
Bill, can I ask you one question about Freestyle Love Supreme?
Now, Amir, you can ask me all the questions.
I've seen it twice.
Right, we're here.
I've seen it twice. Okay. The show is perfectly executed. Like, you guys, the whole show is freestyle, and it makes sense, and it is not a... Have you guys ever just had a disaster night where the lyrics weren't hitting at all?
Amir, I will let you in on the truth.
Let's go.
So, I'm 40 years old, 41. Sorry, I'm 41 years old. Right. I've been doing freestyle love since I was 20. So that's, if you do the math, 21 years. I could safely say that the first 15 were bullshit. And then the last
wait,
six.
I saw the first one.
No. 20 years ago. Motherfucker. I'm talking about like.
Oh, you're talking about like, back in like, the day. Okay, okay.
Yeah. All this to be said, Skills, if you're ever in New York and you want to make up some raps with some white kids, come on down. Amir will show up too, and it'll be great.
No, it's a well done production.
Skills, if you want to make a Broadway debut on a like a given Thursday and whatever,
but you got to freestyle down, your ass off, yo.
Talk your
and
shit.
They don't be going. They don't be going 40 BPMs. They be going fast. Like
we go all the way.
1, 2, 3, 4. My name is Saquon.
Amir sat in one time on the Tonight Show, and he did very well.
I'll sit in with y'all. I will sit in with you guys. I promise.
I'll hit you up, Bill. I'm gonna get your info from Laia.
Skills, if you show up, Amir has to show up too, because that will be the greatest show that ever happened on Broadway.
Well, I was gonna ask Skills what his 2022 was going to be into.
Let's go.
And then I'll take your question, Laia.
Okay, well, I'll let y'all go ahead.
Like I said, man, you know, teaching, the finishing up the documentary, and you know, still trying to push forward the stake my claim in this, you know, this hip hop thing. I love it, man.
There you go.
And I'm gonna come see you, and we gonna discuss that other thing that we talked about, that thing.
I got you.
I love the Skills.
I love it.
Steve Zissou, the Skills of
manifest
all day.
Fonte out of the crib. That's all I want.
That's all we want. I'm 2022. Cool.
I want to do.
Fonte is the Truman Show. He not leaving the house.
I would do the house. I want to do.
You got everything.
I'm missing
need.
The live version of this show.
People like, be like, "What happened to
too.
The roll call?"
I need to hug Fonte like a man needs to
he
hug
gonna
another
make you
man.
Come to his house.
Like,
don't say that. Don't say that. He's gonna make you come.
I will come all. Yeah. You know what? Fuck.
Hey,
it. I
you have
all
a standing
or whatever.
Invite. All of y'all have a standing invite to the crib. So, I love y'all. You know what I mean?
The fact that we're not like setting up shop all in North Carolina at Fonte's house is a goddamn disgrace. And we should be doing. We get Steve Zissou. He could drive. Virginia's close to North Carolina, I think. I don't know. But
yeah,
I think
Richmond,
that
that's
close
about 2.5.
Two and a half.
Yeah, that's,
by the way,
that's
like an 8-hour drive for me. That's like, I'll go. I don't care. I will go to North Carolina. Like, Laia, that's like a 34-hour drive for you. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't drive that, Laia.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, Aldea, let me hang out because I will hang the fuck out. Amir, man, your question. Bro.
Amir's schedule is too 2022 is crazy for me.
Yeah, he's too important. But
I will say right now as I speak. Now, when we started this episode exactly 2 hours ago.
Okay.
During this 2 hours, I've gotten 7 texts
positive
from
COVID
people telling me that they just tested positive for COVID.
Shut the fuck up, Amir.
So shit is getting a little crazy. So yeah, like literally during this conversation, the 7 times I've looked away to go to in my phone, it's y'all just tested positive. Yeah, man, we gotta figure this out.
Or nah, it's getting
it just
nutty.
Comes herd immunity, and we all get it, and then you know,
I'm getting COVID. I wear a mask.
Definitely getting nutty.
Yeah.
So let's
be safe, people.
I'm praying for. Well, more than be safe, which is a word that I'm trying to divorce myself from and thrive.
Okay.
Like not being safe. That's what I want to try to get people away from, like the safe choice, but really be passionate. So that's what I'm leaving it with. But Skills, I thank you very much for doing this episode.
No, man. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I also want to see you do more consistent episodes of, which is really the reason why. Like this, your podcast is definitely one of my favorite hip hop podcasts. I love the fact that you don't talk over your guests in an annoying way, and you get really great, engaging stories. And you know, I appreciate that. So,
thank you, man. I'm definitely trying to build it and keep Hip Hop Confessions pushing. So yeah, let's chime in on that.
Yeah, man, I want to do it. I think me and Pooh need to come through next year, man. You have us.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome, man. We'd love to have
Skills on Sesame. All the things are happening.
And Boss Man, you are looking towards what in 2022?
Wedding
Bells, part 2.
I want people to be healthy, That's number one. We're going to concentrate on Black No More, which is Tariq's project.
Black Thought's coming to Questlove Supreme.
I will get Tariq on Questlove Supreme. Right now, he's off the grid. People have been asking, like, how Tariq left the Tonight Show.
Oh, wow.
Back in October.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me the day before he was like, my last day is tomorrow. I'm about to start working on this play. So I told him as soon as they open up, I'm going to come see it.
Yeah.
So dope.
So,
man.
Well, go down to Washington. We'll see it. That's the shit.
That's what's next. So
that's beautiful. You know, here.
But right now, just need the world to be more aware. I need rappers to stop also just doing basic dumb shit.
Yeah.
Dumb
please. Yeah, please stop.
I would like that too. I would love that. Anyway, so on behalf of our man Skills and Unpaid Bill and Sugar Steve and Laia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Skills.
Love you, Steve. You already know, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.